of course. Can playing violent action video games be good for you? A recent poll in America found some 65% of parents were concerned about the impact of ultra-violent video games on their children. In November, the Supreme Court will debate a new law proposed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, which wants to ban the sale of ultraviolent games to children under 18. But new research published this week in the journal Current Biology suggests that playing games like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 can improve visual acuity and other sensory abilities. In other words, it might be good for you. I spoke to Alessandro Puget. He's from the University of Rochester's Cognitive Neuroscience Laboratory. I asked, did playing these games actually teach you something?
What we're finding is that it's not all negative. It is actually teaching a wide variety of skills. In fact, that's the surprising aspect of our finding, is that people get better at things like paying attention, processing visual information, and in the latest paper, making decision after playing those games for about 50 hours.
And you say they are improving various skills. What skills do they acquire, actually?
There is what we call a transfer of learning. So, of course, you get better at playing the game that you're trained on, but you suddenly become better on things like processing visual information. Your visual acuity actually improves.
You notice more. You become more observant.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something remarkable because improving visual acuity is impossible through training. That's the only training regimen that we know of that has this effect. But you also get better at paying attention, particularly in the periphery, so you can react faster to unexpected events. And again, you can also get better at making decisions.
So should commercial airline pilots, soldiers and so on, should they be put through a period of video game playing so they'd be better at what they have to do, which obviously involves lots of decisions and lots of peripheral vision?
Not only they should, but they already do. That's particularly true for soldier. It's been interesting that army personnel have been playing video games for years, as you might imagine. That sounds very natural, but the military had no idea whether this was good for them. And now we're finding that, in fact, it has a massively positive impact. But it also has positive impact for people where you might not think right away that this is helpful, like surgeon. There's a study that showed that surgeons who play video games are better surgeons.
And what about the negative side of it, that if you spend 4 or 5 hours playing a game in which you're wasting people on a battlefield, then you'll get this kind of hunger for death and you'll go out and become a mass murderer?
Yeah, there have been such claims out there. It's a very controversial subject. I mean, in my opinion, many of the studies that have been done on this topic are not very conclusive yet. But I don't think it's completely far-fetched to think that if you spend all day long shooting people, that's not going to be very good for your social skills, obviously. So my opinion on this is it's like everything else in life. Moderation is the key. Playing an hour of video game per day is not going to be a big deal. I mean, I always think of the example of wine. I'm a big wine lover, and I know it's good for my health. It's been established now scientifically. It's good for heart attacks. Does this mean I should just sit down and drink wine all day long? And as tempting as it may sound, it's obviously an extremely bad idea. It's the same thing with video games. Just do it in moderations.
And the kinds of games that improve the ability to see things and to react to things, does that vary?
Absolutely. So our results are very specific to one type of game, which we call the action video games. And those are the games that you just described, very fast-paced games. You have typically a weapon, you're in some kind of maze or complex environment, and there are enemies coming at you, and you got to get them before they get you. Those are the games that have an effect. We had a control group who were playing Sim or Sims 2, which is more like a social game. You build a house, you make friends. And those games do not have those beneficial aspects at all. So unfortunately, to some extent, right now, we can only get the effect when we get them to play those very fast-paced violent games.
So violence is good.
We don't think that the violence matter. We think the violence just makes you extremely motivated in the game. But we're actually working on, even with people who develop video games now, to try to see whether we can keep all the good aspect of those action video games without the violence. Because if we're going to apply this to real-world situations, real-world jobs, we would rather do it without having the violent aspect.
And is there a difference in the impact on men or women?
Not in our study. We didn't see any sexual differences or gender difference between male and female. The only difference that we saw was before, when we recruited subjects, because we tried to find people who haven't played video games. And it turns out finding a boy on an American campus who hasn't played video games is nearly impossible. It's been extremely difficult to find those rare subjects. Finding female who haven't played action video game in particular, that's a no-brainer. Most of them don't like those games. Although I should notice that once we get them to play them, they usually become extremely addicted, just like the males.
That's Alexandre Puget. He's from the University of Rochester's Cognitive Neuroscience Laboratory. Those video games are good for you. We'll put that up as a discussion on our Facebook page.